2 days, Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi. It's Siman Kuf Nun Tes. And Mitzvah Shem, going to finish up the Siman. And it was a long one. It was a Gevaldik one. It's all online. And this one's going to be online as well. For all the great Yomi people throughout the world, throughout the universe. And we're up to Sif, we're in the middle of Sif Yudalid. And we're up to Sif Katan Pei. Okay, so it said that we rushed very quickly. And I said something I think a little incorrect yesterday. And that is what he says is that if someone goes in and dips his hands in a spring, like Nachal Kibbutzim, okay, which is a Mayan, even if, that's what it's called Mayanot, right? You saw it said Mayan, the Mayanot, it was a Mayan. Even if there's no Arbayim Sah, it's going to be a good tefillah, Kol Shem Iskas and Yadav, if it is going to cover the hands in one shot. So I said, if it covers his hands, if both of his hands are there, that's really incorrect. It doesn't have to, you can do one hand at a time, but it has to be enough water in that spot that can run over two hands together at the same time. That's the level of water, as we'll see right now in Sif Katan Pei. V'vas achas, the af de kosher litovlon achas, even though you could be tovel in a mayan, one hand, one by one hand on the other hand, ukemo, like we'll see coming up in Sif Yud Ches, shir hamayim, the amount of water that's necessary to wash your, to be tovel your hands in a mayan, tzarashi ru'uyin litovlon v'vas achas, has to be enough water in that Mayan, in that spring of running water, that you'd be able to put both hands in and total them in one shot. But not that you have to do both hands at the same time. Sif katan pei aleph b'mei mikvah. Let's go to a review if you don't remember from yesterday. And it said, v'midvilan b'mei mikvah, if you dip your hands in a mikvah, in a mik, then it is a machlokes whether or not, okay, you require 40 sa, like a regular mikvah, or even if it has the shear of water of a mayan, that would be good as well, even though it's not the shear of a mikvah. What's the issue? So let's look. Sifkan peal, the main mikvah. What's the difference between a mikvah and a mayan? So a mikvah, as you know, she'enam noivin. The water is not flowing. Ela she'niskansu b'makoyim echad. It goes and rests in one spot, but not from a mayan. Meaning if it rests in one spot and it came from a spring, it has the din of a mayan, not a mikvah. Where does the water come from a mikvah that goes and gets nichnas into one place? Either, as he says, from mei gishamim, rainwater, or hafsharas shalagim. Or, if the water, let's say, as you all know in the Hermon, the snow goes ahead and starts melting, and then starts rolling down. Okay, that's where the water from, let's say, the Kinneret comes and things like that. So it could be, right, that the Kinneret water, a lot of it comes from springs too, but that's the whole shaila. Okay, but if it all, let's say the Kinneret was all and stopped right there, didn't keep running, stopped right there, was there all in one place, and it all came from the snow of the Hermon, so it would have the din of a mikvah, and have the din of a mayan. Again, I'm not saying that's what the Kinneret is. Kinneret might be a mayan, because there's a lot of springs that go into there as well. Vim hei machurim harbe, and if the water of a mikvah is very dirty and shtickle gross, we'll see about that. Ayin lakaman in simen kufsamach sivtes. We'll see what the din is when we get to kufsamach sivtes, that which passels in the water of Natila versus the water in a mikvah versus the water in a mayan. There's going to be different dinim of that which passels the different waters in different entities. Okay? Pai vais, shadino kemayan. The first approach is that the mikvah has a din of a mayan. The midoraisa af b'mayim, because minat Torah, even mayim mechunasin, even mayim, okay, that is in one spot, sagi latilas kelim b'revius. The reason why it may have the din of a mayan is because when it comes to Minat Torah, mayim that goes ahead and gathers up in one place, namely a mikvah, will be good for Tevilas Kelim, even if it doesn't have Memsah. For Tevilas Kelim, Minat Torah, all you need is a revius, not Memsah. So Imhein Kelim Ketanim, if they're small Kelim, and they can fit in this revius, Shem Miskasin Ba'mayim, if it gets covered in its mayim. Obviously, it's a big pot, it's not going to get covered by a revius. But a fork, a thing like that, Minat Torah, that would be okay. Ve'rak Chachamim, Hitzrichu Bahem Arba'im Sa. The Chachamim demanded 40 sa for Tevilas Kelim, kemo b'Tevilas Guf, like in a Tevilas Guf, because of Gzeira, maybe someone will come and start going into a mikvah for his body in a revius, or obviously not a revius, but less than Memsa. U'l'inyin Netilah D'Rabbanan. So according to this opinion, when it comes to Netilah D'Rabbanan, lo ichmiru, they weren't machmir to require 40 sa in a mikvah for Tevilas Yadayim. Okay? However, there's another opinion, Psif Katan Pei Gimel, Shetzarech Arbaim Sa. That for Tevilas Yadayim in a mikvah, in a mikvah itself, you require Arbaim Sa. Again, a mikvah is where it's Mayim Mechunasim, where it comes in and stops in one area, and doesn't come from a spring. It comes from Megashamim and Meishlagim. Shlug. Shetzarech arbaim sa. It requires 40 sa, according to the second opinion. The svira lehu, because this opinion holds, the kevan de bitlu rabbanan, tevila bepachos min arbaim sa b'mayim mechunasim. Since the chachamim, according to this opinion, since the chachamim already said, when it comes to tefilas kelim, midir rabbanan, you can't go ahead and use less than mem sa. So they were mevatel it totally, right? Since they were mevatel tvila in less than arbaim sa in a mikvah, the mayim mechunasin in a mikvah, shuv ein bo tvila klal. According to this opinion, there's no tvila at all. The chol davar even for tvilas yadayim. So that's a shaila. Do we say once they said that tvilas kalim isn't good, it's namish not a tvila at all for anything in less than mem sa, and wouldn't it be good for tvilas yadayim? Or no, they only were geyser in tvilas kalim, but tvilas yadayim could still be good, like the minatayra tvila that we see by Kalim would be good for Tfilas Yadayim as well. So, what did the Shulchan Aruch say? So, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Benakdinan kidirei ha-mekel. The Shulchan Aruch says you can follow the Mekel Shita, and even in a mikvah less than 40 sa, you'd be able to do Tfilas Yadayim for Su'uda. V'yesh lahachmir lechadchila. And then he says, the Ramah says, you should be machmir lechadchila, but if you're going to do tevilas yadayim, it should be in a regular mikvah of 40 sa, not in a mikvah of less than 40 sa. So, Mr. Shulchan Aruch says, we hold like a Devei HaMekel, but the Ramah, which Ashkenazim, and you have to find out whether or not the Svarim are machmir as well. This is an example I tell you, you have to find out what your machmir is as well. Not that you're going to go ahead necessarily and do tevilas yadayim in a mikvah of less than 40 sa. You might as well do it in a mikvah of 40 sa. But the Ramah says, you should be machmir lechadchila. Shulchan Aruch said, kedivrei ha-mekel. Let's see. The Mishnah Berurah Peidalik Divrei HaMekel. Why? You follow the Divrei HaMekel and you can do Tfilas Yadayim in a mikvah less than 40 sa. Why can you be Mekel? According to Shulchan Aruch, the Divrei Sofer because of the Rabbanan. And the Machlokes and the Rabbanan, Safek the Rabbanan Le Hakel. However, comes the Ramah, Lechatchila. Or in a Shalat situation, Yesh Lahakel, you'd be able to be Mekel, meaning let's say you have a situation where you don't have a coast, can't wash from a coast and do Netilas Yadayim, and all you have is a mikvah that is less than 40 sa, and you can't fill it up, there's a water shortage, so you'd be able to, in a Shalat situation, be Mekel and do Tvilas Yadayim in such a mikvah, even according to Zeramah. Tesva, make Yishamim Shem Zahachalim. What about rainwater? Like you have in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes when it's really raining, and other places, really raining hard, and sometimes you can see big, or even in Far Rockaway, I remember used to buy, like, by the old wall bounds, used to be like a ton of water going, gathering up from rainwater, but it was still moving, but it was like high, like a hurricane almost. What do you do? It's rainwater, and it's moving water. Can you go ahead and dip your hands in that water? Perish, what does Zohalimi mean? It's moving. It's moving, rainwater that's moving, but it's significant. The Yesh by Marbaim Sa. It's a whoa, it's a flood. And there's 40 Sa there. Yesh listapek in Tovel Behem Yadav. There's a something whether or not you're allowed to go ahead and do Tvilas Yadayim in such a downpour of water where the rain is flowing hard in RBS and moving down Nachal Dolev. Can you dip your hands in there? Okay, that's a something he says. Let's see Mishnah Berura. Sif Katan Tez Vav. Shehem Zochalin. It's water that is moving. The Megishamim. Because Megishamim ain't a Matarim Bezochalim. Because rainwater is not like a spring that is metaher when it's moving. Megishamim is only metaher the body when it's mechunasim, when it goes into a mikvah, into a steady, stationary body of water. But what about for tefilas yadayim? It might not be good for the mik, when you go to the mik, for your body, okay? So he says here, pei zayin, v'yesh bahem, and it has 40 sa, meaning, ritzon olomar, this means to say, afilu b'yesh bahem arboim sa, meaning even if there is arboim sa, yesh l'stapek, you might say, in Mahani Tzidayim, it might not be good for Tzidayim Tzidayim. As we said, because it's not a mikvah. A mikvah, if it's Megishamim, it's not a Mayan, and therefore it's not good even with 40 Sa. So maybe it's not good for Tzidayim Tzidayim. And this is even according to the Mekilin, Lael, the previous Sif, Linyan Mikvah, when you have a mikvah, B'she'ein Arbaim Sa. Meaning, even according to the opinion that holds that if you have a mikvah less than 40 Sa, you can do Tzidayim Tzidayim, you might not be able to go ahead and put your hands in a running water of 40 Sa if it's rainwater that's running down and moving down the street. Efshar dahacha, moving down the Bell Parkway. Efshar dahacha garatve. It's possible that here it's going to be worse. Why? Dahasa makom panim in Torah. Because there, at least min Torah lo ba'ina l'tfilas kelim arba'im sa. Min Torah, do you need arba'im sa for tfilas kelim? If it's a mikvah, no. So there you can say, okay, you can go ahead and put your hands in there. Because min Torah, it's a good mikvah for tfilas kelim. Here, in Torah, you can't go in and take your kli and put it in a running water of a rainwater, right? Let's say, or a geshamim water. Let's say you have a heavy water coming down the Hermon, and you want to put your, and it's moving, and you want to put your kli in there. It's not going to work because it's not a mikvah. So then you're going to work with this kelim, right? They make geshamim zochel if it's moving water. It's only once it goes down and lands in some pond where I go and pull out my fishing rod and start pulling up the fish. Like in that pool there, that was a good move. The elul la machmirin was because according to the machmirin, were you already gone when he caught the fish, or you still around to the big fish catching in the Yam Yam? The elul la machmirin. You caved. When did you cave?
That was the first day.
Did you make it to the end of the 3 days? The elul la machmirin la el. The elul la. You're not going to cave on Yam Yam, right? Okay. The elul la machmirin la el. You got to go. You got to start cutting down on those. You want. On the what's it called, on the bamba, if you want to pull off the aliyah. Di'ilah machmirin la'el. Di'ilah machmirin la'el v'savri. Because if you go with the machmirin beforehand, and they hold, v'savri deba'ina dafka arba'im sa, he says, according to the machmirin, they hold that you need arba'im sa, kemo b'tfilas kol aguf, like in a tfilas kol aguf. So pshita, according to the machmirin, they'd say you need 40 sa of a mikvah, and for sure, pshita the zocha lomani. For sure, according to them, running rainwater is not going to work. So he says, Yeshli is stopping. So the stopping, but it will be good if you dip your water in the big flood coming from the rains. Are you tired? Are you pushing it? Yeah. You look like you're tired. You don't know what tired is. Okay? I fell asleep just before. Boom! With the old head bob. But you got to just get up and go. Okay? Yeshli is stopping. The Alkain. Yachzor v'yitol below bracha. Therefore, what should you do if you went ahead and you wash your hands in moving rainwater? When you come across regular water, you go ahead and you wash again without a bracha. The Hagra pasak, the Gra says no. The Gra holds that running rainwater, even if it's 40 sa, will not do diddly squat. You might as well make believe that you got nothing there, that you were just washing your hands in air. It means zippo, according to the Gra. What do you do if you have no water and you can't get water? We didn't discuss that yet. We'll get it. And I'm not going to tell you yet because I don't want you to cave. Like the Tez Zion. Okay, you know the guy? Tez Zion. Arbaim Sa, Mayim She'uvim. We discussed this once already. What happens if you have 40 Sa of Mayim She'uvim? 40 Sa of water that was drawn into the mikvah by Kalim. It didn't just go in, it didn't just gather up out from the rain. It gathered up from a Kli. But it's Shebekarka. But it's in the ground. So, the Shita we've been going with all along is the Rambam Shita. Laharambam Ein Magbilim Behem Ezi Yadayim. You cannot go ahead and put your hands in such a mikvah if the mikvah was water that came from a kli. You filled it up from a kli. Ula haravid, according to the ravid, matbilin. You could go ahead and you could even use mayim shuvim, which is pasul for all types of mikvah, even for the tefilas kelim. So the question is, what would be the svara? What would be the possible concept, according to the ravid, that you'd be able to go ahead and put your hands in a mikvah of mayim shuvim? It's pasul even for tefilas kelim. So let's see. Mishnah Brura, Shehem. But in a kli that is what? That is attached to the ground. So in the kli itself, no one says that's going to be good. It's only if it went into the ground via a kli. So that's where you have a pasul mikvah for tefillahs, kelim and tefillahs aguf. But maybe it's good, according to the Ravid, it's good if you do tefillahs yadayim. Because the ain toivlim, the kelim, because you cannot go ahead and do any Tfila in Kalim there, Sif Katan Sadi, Ein Matvilin. You cannot go ahead and do your Tvila in such a mikvah that was drawn, the water drawn into there with Kalim, that was Mayim Shuvim. Why? Dibaina Mayim Haksherim Litvilas Haguf. Because you require Mayim that is what? Mayim that is Kasher for Tvilas Haguf. Vitam Arivit. The question is, why should this be good? So he says, "V'tam arayvet hu mishum dematzino." It's very interesting. Mayim, you need mayim that is good for tefilas aguf. So the question is, why would the arayvet allow it? Is hu mishum dematzino le'inyan tefilas bal keri? You remember there used to be a tefila before the takana was eradicated that someone who's a bal keri needs to be tayvel l'divrei tayra. And there we see shetefilasa midrabanan. There the tefila is midrabanan, and it's mutter b'sheuvin shebekarka. You could use water that was drawn from a kli and put into the karka for a Balkari. And therefore, since it's good for the Balkari, Kidalel Simon Peches, the Beis Yosef, it would be good for Tfilas Yadayim, even though it's not good for Tfilas Kalim and Tfilas Aguf. However, who do we pass him like, by the way? We definitely follow the Rambam. But now, what about the following? Usha'uva Shehim Shichua Kula. What happens if the water was in a kli, but then you rolled it into the mikvah, and it went rolling three tefachim on the ground, then landing in the mikvah? So in the Torah, that's a good kosher mikvah, even for Tfilas Aguf. So there, he says, Usha'uva Shehim Shichua Kula, Kam La Rambam Mafilim Bam Yadayim. Even according to the Rambam, you could be tovel the Yadayim in such a mikvah. Let's see what the Mishnah Brura has to say about that. Sadi. We're up to Sadi Aleph. Sivkan Sadi Aleph. Shehim Shichua Kula. Ritzal Lomar. Da'afim Maisa Kula Shuvin. Even if the whole mikvah was made out of Shuvin. Rak Shehim Shichas Amayim. All it was water that dragged along the ground. Derech HaKarka. Along the ground, the makom acher to another place like the mikvah, kosher, vazeh, it's going to be kosher. Is such a mikvah good for tefilas aguf? No. I mean, the rabbanon is not going to be good for tefilas aguf, but for tefilas yadayim, it's going to be okay, even according to the Rambam. Yadayim, lo yitol me'anar, mayim biyado achas, you should not go ahead and, you cannot go ahead and wash your hand from a nar of mayim, from a river of water, with one hand, biyado achas, and put it onto the other hand. I mean, you can't put your hand in a river and then put it onto the other hand and expect that to work. Why? Because you don't have natila, because the hand that the water was poured, you poured from the river with a hand onto the other hand, that was not with a kli. So you don't have natila. And on the hand that you, okay, had the water poured onto, that other hand doesn't have, isn't a tevila either, because it wasn't put into the nar. So in that left hand, you did not have either a what? A natila or a tila, and therefore it's not going to be good. The natila to the shavuos halibes, the natila mekli ba'inan. What do you need for natila from a kli? Here you did not wash at all from a kli. So you might have put one hand, the first hand, the left hand or the right hand into the river, and that might be good as tila, but the other hand is not going to be good as tila or natila. But what happens if you do one hand and one hand? Yado achas yudches. Yado achas b'netila, the other achas b'tfila. One hand you do tevila, and the other hand you take a cup and do the tila with. That will work. Yado achas b'netila, yado achas b'tfila. Yado tahoros. The hands will be tahar. Mishnah Brura, sifkatan tzadi dalet. Sorry, sifkatan tzadi gimel. B'netila perish. And not the yado achas. He did a tila with one hand. Nikli from a kli. Kadin like a malacha. Vashni on the second one. Taval benar. He went ahead and dipped the other hand in the river, or b'mikvah, or in a mikvah. Well, bracha, what bracha does he make? Mevarach b'zeh al netilas yadayim. You make al netilas yadayim, even according to Afagas Ramal Kaman, even according to Ramal Kaman, who says you do al tevilas yadayim. Since one hand was done with the tila, the bracha you make is al netilas yadayim, even according to those who say you normally would make al tevilas yadayim, you put both hands in the river. Adkan.